Brian Case, the head football coach for the South Central Calhoun Titans, joining us here as we, of course, take a look at the upcoming football season for the Titans. They went 4-5 last year, going 3-3 in district play, qualifying for the playoffs. Coach entering his 23rd season as the head football coach with South Central Calhoun and Southern Cal prior to that. Coach, appreciate you joining us here today, and how's things been going?
23 years, my word. You just make me sound old here. Long time, I'll tell you what.
I've been interviewing you for 20 of them, Coach, so yeah, if you're old, so
cool.
Am I. Yeah, absolutely.
We've built a nice relationship that way as well, and a great friendship, so we appreciate everything that you guys do over there at Carroll and the coverage that you give us, so. You know, we're just happy to be back and happy to be doing it with you guys again.
Thoroughly enjoy, as you said, friends. You're a friend. You're not a coach I cover. You're a friend, and I appreciate everything that you do for us. Got to start with you're dropping down to Class A, whole new district. Kind of your thoughts on all of a sudden being, down from 1A down to A this year?
Going into it, our beds, if you take a look at it, are 9-11. We were sitting about 173, 176, somewhere in there, so we would have been solidified Class 1A. And the way that the state is doing it this year with the free and reduced. I mean, it dropped us all the way down to Class A. Granted, we're one of the bigger schools in Class A. The last time we were in Class A was in 2008 and 2009, and we happened to be pretty successful at that time. But, this is a different time period. We have, obviously, a different team. We've got some different coaches that are on our staff and so forth. We know that heading into this, even though we're dropping down a class, we've got a great schedule in front of us. I think that there's three teams in our district that are preseason rated. There's another team by the name of West Hancock that is back-to-back state champions of Class A, so we've got a tough challenge in front of us with our district and our non-district play, so we're going to have to be ready to go each and every Friday night. I know our kids had a great off-season. I know that we bring back an awful lot as far as our skill positions. We were really kind of unsure about what was going on with our kids up front this year. But again, we've had a great offseason, and I think our kids are rising up right now, and we're looking forward to the opportunities we have every Friday night.
And, Coach, I was just going to ask, you seem to be one of those coaches that you get a pretty good judge in a way of how weight room has gone, the buy-in during the offseason, of how things may go early in the season. Sounds like you're really happy with this offseason.
Yeah, no question. One of the best moves that I made is I got out of the way and I let somebody else take over the weight room. And Nathan Carlson has done a great job as our strength and conditioning coach, kind of just helping him out every now and then, throughout the summer and so forth. But he has done a great job of getting the kids to buy into what he's selling. It's more functional lifting than we've ever had in the past. So the kids are buying into the speed and agility that he's incorporating as well. So, hats off to Coach Carlson.
Coach, I know coming into the year, if you talk to people outside of the program, they'd probably say the one area concern maybe because you've got great skill kids coming back could be the line of scrimmage. But you just mentioned here a few minutes ago that you've been really happy with what's going on up front, both sides of the ball and the work being put in. What has stood out for you about the guys up front here in the offseason?
The strength, the size, the speed, the energy, their camaraderie, the work ethic they have this summer. I think that Nayland Bronson and Gabe King did a tremendous job. Both those guys are seniors. Nayland's one of our captains of this summer, just teaching our younger kids. And Jeff, any time that you have to teach something, it makes you learn it that much more as well, and you just become more aware of what's going on around you. So right now, I think that our kids are just buying into each other. They're buying into the scheme. And they're in it for each other. So right now, going into the season, I was really kind of concerned about what was going on. I know that we were going to be young up front. We're probably going to end up starting a couple of sophomores on the offensive line as well. But we also have a couple of seniors that came back that hadn't played for the last 2 years that are going to help us out as well. So after our first day of contact, our first day of pads that we had, we really feel pretty good about putting 8, maybe 9 people deep on the offensive line on the field on a Friday night. So that's encouraging to go along with the skill kids that we had coming back and so forth. If we can get those kids buying in, all 11 positions, I think that we could be pretty good.
Coach, with the skill guys that you have coming back, I know it takes guys to be able to create holes to get the running game going, maybe a little more than last year, but you've got Gavin Bada, experienced at quarterback. Keegan Sword is definitely a weapon in the pass game. You guys want to remain balanced. Which direction you got to lean this year, do you think, or can you stay as balanced as you need to be?
I really do think that we can remain balanced. Going into the season, I didn't know quite as much about what we're going to be able to do. I mean, you mentioned Gavin, you mentioned Keegan. Obviously, everybody else is going to know about them from our team as well. When you have an all-state caliber wide receiver, all-state caliber quarterback, a three-year starter, a quarterback, and a kid coming back off a great year at receiver, kids are going to try and take those two kids away for us, right? You know, kids that we have coming back up front now, I feel like we're going to be able to do the ground and pound. I think we're going to be able to run a full house tee. I think we're going to be able to spread the ball out and just kind of make, you know, mismatches or try and get some mismatches on the edges and so forth with different kids. We know that they're probably going to double-team Keegan most of the time. I think that we also have some other kids that are going to be on the opposite side of the formation that are going to be able to produce as well. We've got a kid that's 6'3", 200 pounds, in the name of Charlie Mattress, is playing tight end. Mm-hmm. He's got great hands. He runs great routes and so forth. So, I mean, you start taking Keegan away, you've got Charlie. You've got Zach Trott, and you've got Brock Mattress that are just like quick little jitterbugs that are out in space as well. You've got a kid by the name of Cole Higgins that played a little bit in the backfield last year. We're kind of moving into another tight end, H-back, fullback position this year. Another kid that you maybe not be the fastest kid in the world, but runs great routes, has great hands again. Great work ethic. So we're putting the pieces out there. We think that we have the pieces out there in every single position right now that we could be pretty successful.
Coach, I hate to bring this one up, but last year at times the defense struggled. If I remember correctly, over 30 points in five different games given up that last year. That's unlike what you've used to seeing out of South Central Calhoun football. What's been the focus to get the defense ready to go this season?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Jeff. I appreciate that. But that is. I mean, it's not like us. We've always tried to hang our hat on the defensive side of the ball. You know, the good news is we have pretty much our linebacking core minus one outside backer. And our secondary is pretty much backs. With another year of experience under our belt, understanding the game speed and what varsity caliber football is all about, I think it's going to be beneficial for our kids. They obviously don't want to go back to where we were. They don't want to go back to a 4-5 record. That's not like us as well. They've been hungry to kind of erase that year as much as they possibly can, and they've been doing a nice job with it right now. You know, we do bring back Charlie Natras. He's only a freshman for us, but he started the last few games for us in the trenches. We've got about 6-7 guys that we feel can rotate up front in our 3-4 scheme. You know, Gavin Batta is another kid that we're kind of moving down to an outside linebacker from the secondary position. But we've got other guys that we can throw back there in the secondary as well. So right now, going into the season from a defensive standpoint, we're feeling really good about where we're at.
Let's talk a little bit about the district. You mentioned how strong it was. Who's the contenders in it this year? Where can we find the Titans?
We opened up our district play with Southwest Valley over at Corning. I mean, it's a two-hour trip. It's the longest trip that we have this year. It's a team that brings back a tremendous amount of starters off of last year's unit. One saving grace and maybe issue that they might have to struggle with or go through is they lost their entire coaching staff. So we don't know what they're actually going to run offensively, defensively, anything like that. We just know the caliber of kids that they have over there. They're going to be really good. Well, Riverside, that's going to be our first home game of the season. I think that they're a very well-coached football team. They see an upside right now. We're hoping that they can kind of come in here with a long trip and so forth, and we can kind of take care of business that way. ACGC is going to be our homecoming game. The last time we played them, they didn't throw one pass. They put 38 points on us. They just ran it down our throat. We're going to have our hands full with those guys. IKM Manning, a traditional program over there. We have to go to them, to their place. I think it's their homecoming at that point, so they're going to be sky high, ready to play, but they're going to be pretty good. Panorama, I know that they're going to be kind of in the rebuilding phase. Again, not a great amount of size from them, but they know how to play the game of football. Irwin, we get them home for our last home regular season game. I think this is a team that they're in the preseason Class A rankings, and just talking to their coach, it doesn't sound like they throw the ball an awful lot either, and they're basically ground and pound. So we're just going to have to be able to step up and take care of business and force people to the air within this district. Again, I think that our first two games out of the chute are going to tell us an awful lot about where we're at, and I think that if we can get through those two games, we're going to build an awful lot of confidence heading into the district for the rest of the way. Week 6 of our district play, we take a break and we come out of district, and we get the opportunity to play the back-to-back champion, the West Hancock. We get them at home. You know, if we've been playing really well up to that point, obviously that's going to be a game that's going to be a great indicator moving forward as far as where we stand, where we're at when you're going against the back-to-back champions. So we're looking forward to the challenge within our district without, you know, within our non-district play.
Well, Coach, it's always fun catching up with you. I'm looking forward to this season getting started. I'm looking forward to that, looking forward to talking to each and every week. We wish you the best of luck. Appreciate you joining us here today.
Thanks so much, Jeff. We appreciate your time.
Head Coach Brian Case again with the South Central Calhoun Titans, back with more of our high school football preview show coming up next year on KCIM.